To live, I would stop being but still a man on a cross would put me in his will that said that I could still go free. Get up, get up, get up in Jesus' name. The Lord is calling daily those who would be saved. Now don't go down defeated, oh, victory's here to claim. Get up, get up, get up in Jesus' name. Get up, get up, get up in Jesus' name. The Lord is calling daily those who would be saved. Now don't go down defeated, oh, victory's here to claim. Get up, get up, get up in Jesus' name. At the gate called Beautiful, there laid out in the street was a poor and lowly beggar who was crippled in his feet. As John and Peter passed him, they saw his need was bad, but they had no gold or silver, so they gave him what they had. Get up, get up, get up in Jesus' name. The Lord is calling daily to those who would be saved. Now don't go down defeated when victory's here to claim. Get up, get up, get up in Jesus' name. Get up, get up, get up in Jesus' name. The Lord is calling daily to those who would be saved. Now don't go down defeated when victory's here to claim. Get up, get up, get up in Jesus' name. Now the world in which we live in, there's evil everywhere. The body seems discouraged and overcome with fear. But God is needing soldiers to get out of their pew and take a hold of the power that John and Peter used. Get up, get up, get up in Jesus' name. The Lord is calling daily to those who would be saved. Now don't go down defeated while victory's here to claim. Get up, get up, get up in Jesus' name. At the gate called Beautiful, there laid out in the street was a poor and lowly beggar who was crippled in his feet. As John and Peter passed him, they saw his need was bad. They had no gold or silver, but they gave him what they had. Get up, get up, get up in Jesus' name. The Lord is calling daily to those who would be saved. Now don't go down defeated while victory's here claim. Get up, get up, get up in Jesus' name. Get up, get up, get up in Jesus' name. The Lord is calling daily to those who would be saved. Now don't go down defeated while victory's here to claim. Get up, get up, get up in Jesus' name. The world in which we live in, there's evil everywhere. The body seems discouraged and overcome with fear. But God is needing soldiers to get out of their pew and take a hold of the power that John and Peter used. Get up, get up, get up in Jesus' name. The Lord is calling daily to those who would be saved. Now don't go down defeated while victory's here to claim. Get up, get up, get up in Jesus' name. In the world in which we live in, there's evil everywhere. The body seems discouraged and overcome with fear. But God is needing soldiers to get out of their pew and take a hold of the power that John and Peter used. Get up, get up, get up in Jesus' name. The Lord is calling daily to those who would be saved. Now don't go down defeated while victory's here to claim. Get up, get up, get up in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank God. Amen. The power is still the same. I like what the Apostle Peter said. He said, don't look upon us like it was by our holiness that this man is made whole. But you know what he said? It's by the man called Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank God. Amen. Peter looked at him and said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. I like that part. It said God is needing soldiers to get out of their pews and take a hold of the power that John and Peter used. Thank God. We still got it, church. We still have it. The Holy Ghost is still among us. The same power they had. Amen. The same power Jesus used. Amen. The power of the Holy Ghost. That's what Jesus, amen, had. And thank God, the Bible said if the same Spirit that was in Him, if it dwell in you, it'll quicken your mortal body. It'll raise you from the grave. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Nothing can hold me here. I'm heading home. Thank God. Appreciate everything that's been done for us, and we appreciate you tonight. Appreciate your giving. Appreciate every meal that's been provided, every piece of money. Appreciate Brother Mike and allowing us to, amen, board in his house there. Amen. I don't know if he likes visitors very much or not, but we tried to not bother him any. Glory to God. And we appreciate Brother Mike and I think he may have set a record this week. He ate four banana splits in 1 week. Glory to God. Maybe you ought to call Guinness Book of World Records and see about that. You never know. But we appreciate you and appreciate you allowing us to come, sing, minister. And we always enjoy it. Look forward to coming back again. Good to see Brother Kenny and his wife here with us tonight. We appreciate them. Appreciate how the services went thus far. And we want the Lord to have his way in the remainder of the service. Glory to God. If I have to get out of the way, that's all right. Amen. I want the Lord to have his way. It's still, Brother Mike's, Brother Christy said, it's still Mother's Day all day long. So we still want to honor our mothers. And, we appreciate you tonight. Reading in the book of Ezra, chapter 3, let us take up reading at verse 6. He's always on time. He's on time every time. He can be 4 days late and still be on time. Amen. We appreciate you. Had a wonderful meal today. Brother Mike paid for a meal today, and good time of fellowship, and the Lord's good. The Lord gave me this message a few days ago. I really didn't feel the leading to preach it till tonight, and now I know why. The Word of God said, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. Amen. And it amazes me how God moves and God works. And if you'll just sit back and watch how everything just falls in place like a piece of jigsaw puzzle. Until the whole picture. We see the whole picture after a while, Brother Kenny. Thank God. But we only see part of it now. And amen. I don't know how you work a puzzle, but I like to work all the outside edges first and work my way toward the middle. Maybe you work toward the middle out. I don't know. Glory, I think that would be harder. Maybe you like to find the objects and work on that one object at a time. But you know what? We don't see the whole puzzle right now. But one day we will. We right now see through a glass darkly. But then, face to face. Can you imagine looking Jesus Christ in the face? Paul wanted to. He said, you know what? We shall see him as he is. And we shall be like him. Glory to God. He's making us more like him every day. Amen. Being made into his image and into his likeness. Not just facial features, but in his mannerism, in his conduct. No wonder they were called Christians first at Antioch, because they acted just like Jesus. You know what? I like what one songwriter said. He said he wanted to be so much like Jesus, the world couldn't tell them apart. That's what I like to be. I like to be so much like Jesus, the world can't tell us apart. Amen. I don't want Jesus to be like me, but I want to be like Jesus. But the Lord gave me this message a few days ago. And remembering what Sister Rose said, I think it's Friday night, Thursday night. And she preached part of my message tonight, but I'm not going to hold that against her. I'm going to preach, as Paul Harvey said, page 2. Amen. Could we stand tonight? Or do I need to start with a new battery? Play it safe, huh? It'll hold out. All right. Ezra chapter 3, verse 6. From the first day of the seventh month began they to offer burnt offerings unto the Lord. But the foundation of the temple of the Lord was not yet laid. They gave money also unto the masons and to the carpenters, and meat and drink with all unto them of Zion, and to them of Tyre, to bring cedar trees from Lebanon to the sea of Joppa, according to the grant that they had of Cyrus, king of Persia. Now in the second year of their offering unto the house of God at Jerusalem, in the second month began Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, the son of Jozadak, and the remnant of their brethren, the priests and the Levites, and all they that were come out of the captivity unto Jerusalem, and appointed the Levites from 20 years old and upward to set forward the work of the house of the Lord. Then stood Joshua with his sons and his brethren, Kadmiel and his sons, the sons of Judah, neither to set forward the workmen in the house of God, the sons of Henadad, with their sons and their brethren, the Levites. And when the builders laid the foundation of the temple of the Lord, they set the priests in their apparel with trumpets, and the Levites, the son of Asaph, with cymbals to praise the Lord after the ordinance of David, king of Israel. And they sang together by chorus in praising and giving thanks unto the Lord, because he is good. For his mercy endureth forever toward Israel. And all the people shouted with a great shout when they praised the Lord, because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. For many of the priests and the Levites and chief of the fathers that were ancient men and had seen the first house when the foundation of this house was laid before their eyes, wept with a loud voice, and many shouted aloud for joy, so that the people could not discern the noise of the shout of joy from the noise of the weeping of the people. For the people shouted with a loud shout, and the noise was heard afar off. You may be seated. Going back to verse 12, it says, but many of the priests and Levites and chief of the fathers who were ancient men that had seen the first house when the foundation of this house was laid before their eyes wept with a loud voice, and many shouted aloud for joy. For a few minutes tonight, if the Lord be my helper, I'd like to preach on those that remembered. Those that remembered. Sister Rowe mentioned about Sister Rosie's house. They're tearing it down. And I want to go by today just to see the remnant of it. It's almost completely torn down. You can see part of the walls and still standing. It brings back memories to me. In 1998 or 99, God opened the door for us to come into this area to minister. And I appreciate that. Like I said, God opens doors. And from that door being open, this door was open. And I'm thankful for that. But Sister Rowe, I remember coming up. And I've just got just a brief memory. I remember the house standing there in the middle of August, hot, sweltery. I can remember, amen, a dear, precious soul coming out of that house, walking through the parking lot with her sweater on, saying, isn't it comfortable? Isn't it like autumn? I thought, no, it feels like the 4th of July to me. Glory to God. And that memory will always be there. Like I said, I have just a short memory of my time of seeing Sister Rosie, seeing the house there standing. But I'd like to go a little bit further. I don't want to focus on the old homestead right now. But I'd like to focus on a greater house. And that was the church. Brother Sonny walking in the church. I never got to see the old church building. But walking in the church of the new church, there on the back wall, is a picture. I never did get to meet Granny. I just barely got to meet Sister Rosie. And I appreciate our acquaintance. Amen. I appreciate that God brought her into our life. But Brother Sonny, going back, looking on that back wall is a picture of a building that I never did get to see. I remember hearing when the workers came up and they began to work on a building. And they built a new structure. And I believe it's a beautiful building. Outstanding building. But going back to that wall back there, every time I'm there, I like to go back there and look at it. You know what? It's not modern. It's not up-to-date standards. To this generation, it's not appealing. We might as well admit it, Brother Sonny, it's outdated. That building on the wall and that picture's outdated. They wouldn't want to build a church like that in this generation, no. Because it's old. It dates back. But you know what? More than that, there's something about not on the outside, but on the inside. Glory to God. Sister Rowe, when you look at that picture, do you walk through the doors? Do you sit on the pew? Do you remember? Are you listening to me? Do you remember? Can you look at that picture? I can look at that picture. Like I said, I see an outdated building. But yeah, it's a house of God. But to me, that's all that I see. I have no memory of anything. I hear you talk about it. Sister O has memories. Brother Christie has memories. Brother Sonny has memories. Brother Kenny has memories. Like I said, I can look at that picture and that's all that I see is a picture of a church that used to stand on that spot. That's all I see. But you see more. I said, you see more. You go back in time and I don't even know. Maybe it's arranged like it was. I don't know. I've never seen it. I don't know where the altar was. I don't know, amen, glory to God, how many pews that were in there, what the pews were. I know nothing about it. But you do. And you know what? That day the foundation was laid. There was two different types of people. There were those that shouted for joy. And some may say shouting is shallow, but it's not. It's not shallow. But it's those that shouted. You know what? It was the young crowd. It was the young crowd that was so happy that work was underway. What's next? The walls, the ceiling, the roof. It's a beginning. It's a start. And they were shouting because you know what? They're making headway. But the Bible said those that were chiefs, those that were ancient men, they wept aloud. You know why? Because they remembered. They remembered. Are you listening to me? There's something about memories that touch the very chords of our heart. In the book of Psalms, 137, verse 1, it says, by the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. And we wept when we remembered Zion. Glory to God. There's nothing wrong with memories. There's nothing wrong with tears. It takes us back. They wept when they remembered Zion. Those ancient men. It had been 70 years, Sister Rowe. They had been in Babylonian captivity. During the time of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, God still doing miracles in a heathen land. Hallelujah. But you know what? Here were men that when they seen the foundation laid, Brother Sonny, they thought back. They were younger then. They were younger then. Their hair had not turned gray as of yet. And you know what they remembered? I don't know for sure. Maybe there was somebody among that crowd that could say, I was there when they were working on it. When they were carrying materials and they were building it, they overlaid it with gold. And I was there. I was a little boy. A little boy. But I remember it. And a tear coursed down his face. I remember it. I remember it. Glory to God. Sister Rowe. Maybe when I'm testifying, you know what? I was there for the dedication. I was standing in the crowd, heard Solomon as he began to say the dedication over the temple. And you know what he said? I remember these words. They've been etched upon my heart. He said, the God that made heaven and earth, that fills heaven and earth, can he indeed dwell in this temple? And the Bible said that the Shekinah glory, I said the Shekinah glory come down into that building. A cloud began to fill the temple. Glory to God. Have you ever heard somebody testify that they've been in service or revival when a thick cloud just seemed to fill the place? Thank God. God still visits his house. Amen. God still comes to church. That God still, amen, comes. But you know what the Bible said? The ministers could not minister. The singers could not sing. For the glory of the Lord had filled the house. That's what they remembered. The glory of the Lord came into the house of God. Those that remember, they wept. Those that remember, oh, what great memories. You know what, even in our congregation here tonight, there are some that can remember how it used to be. I believe in one place I thought about it, came to my mind, but I haven't searched it out yet. I don't want to search it out. But it talks about seeing the new church and remember the, and how do you see it right now? Brother Kenny, how do you see the church right now as it was opposed to 50 years ago? 40 years ago, 30, however. How do we see it? You know what? When we look at the church, Brother Sonny, and remember how it used to be, does it bring a tear to our eye? Do we stand there and weep because we are one of those that remember? Brother Kenny, I heard you mention about, what, 7-week revival? And you got saved at the end of it. Glory to God. You came up the caboose. But I'm glad it went 7 weeks just to get Brother Kenny in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you know what? Do we hear of that anymore? Do we see that happen anymore? Amen. Does our young people, will they ever know about a revival that'll go beyond 1 week anymore? Heard a lot of testimonies tonight, memories. How God used to work, how God used to move. Shila la matai. But I'm here to tell you tonight, God's not dead. The church might be, but God's not dead. The people might be, but God's not dead. Shila la matai. Glory to God. In one place, Jesus stood and looked over Jerusalem, and he wept. You know why he wept? He remembered. What did he remember, Brother Christie? He spoke to Jerusalem, but Jerusalem didn't hear him. He spoke, but they didn't hear him. He said, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how oft would I? You're not that old. He said, before Abraham was, I am. Oh, he said, how oft would I have gathered you together as a hen does her chicks, but ye would not. What are you remembering, Lord? I'm remembering every time that I called and they refused to answer. I sent warning. They discarded it. They threw it behind their back. And I've seen the enemy come in and ravish the wives, kill the children, took away captives, and destroyed, amen, Jerusalem. He said unto them, coming back. They're going to lay thee even with the ground. They're going to take their children right out of your bellies. I'm putting it in my words. They're going to open you up. Can you imagine? And you always said, they came out of the temple one day and the disciples said, look at these stones. Look at this building. And there's nothing wrong with having a wonderful, beautiful building. But you know what? The young people of today look at a new building, amen, a new building program, a new program in the church. Progress! But is it really progress? Are we getting somewhere, church, just because we got a brand new building? We can come in and get it, amen, get it at ease, amen, turn the air conditioning up, go to sleep. Glory to God. We're better than what we used to be. Oh, no. We've drifted. Amen. No. We're worse than what we used to be. We used to come to church. We didn't care about the air conditioning. We didn't care about what temperature it was. We prayed until we sweat. We prayed until we prayed through. We prayed till our knees hurt. We prayed till we rolled in the floor. We prayed until we had revival. We used to seek the comforter. Now we seek comfort. Oh, Lord, look at this building. Look at the artwork. Look, I mean, it's beautiful. Jesus said, there's coming a day when there'll not be one stone left upon another that shall not be cast down. That's what happened to Solomon's temple. Can you imagine? Brother Kenny, the Bible said they burnt my house with fire. Can you imagine them coming in? They tore down the wall. They burnt the house of God. I'm talking about a house that was so magnificent that the Bible said even the Queen of Sheba came and said, my, the half has not been told me. I mean, hey, she was astonished. But oh, God's house was destroyed. They were building it back. But it wasn't in the splendor that it was before. But in one place, Brother Daly, he said the latter house is going to be greater. How can that be? Here was a building that one of the richest rulers in the world came to see it and to see how they sacrificed. And said, the half has not been told. Oh, I've been told. So it's hard to believe what I've been told. But when I've seen it with my own eyes, I couldn't believe it. It's so magnificent. It's wonderful. How could it be greater? I mean, the second building they built, it wasn't overlaid with gold. What they called Herod's temple wasn't overlaid with gold. It took 40-some years to build it. He repaired it one time. I mean, it's been destroyed. It's been damaged and all this work and repair. But it was never like the building that Solomon built that was in David's heart. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? How, Brother Sonny, can it be greater? Look at it. How does it appear in your eyes as compared to the first? The ancients were the only ones that can tell them that. But when the ancients seen it, they didn't just see a building. They seen Zion. They sing songs of deliverance. They sing shouts of joy. And when they remembered, amen, what used to stand there and what's going to stand there now, glory to God. Those that heard about it, they rejoiced with joy. They shouted, oh, because they were in expectation of the house of the Lord. But I believe, Brother Kenny, what made the latter house greater than Solomon's temple. I know the Shekinah glory came down, the cloud covered, filled the house. But there, what they called Herod's temple, the house of God, the temple in Jesus' day, I believe the thing that made it even better, Brother Daly, not that a cloud filled it, but the coming day when sandal foot boy, 12 years old, came into it, began to look around. You know what, Brother Sonny? He felt at home. You know why? He said, this is my father's house. Did you feel at home in mom and dad's house when you were young? Or did you go and say, well, I don't know, it's a strange place. No, it's strange. Refrigerator, did you ask for? You got anything out of there? Glory to God, you're welcome. Sit at the table, sleep in the bed, take a shower, whatever. Glory to God. But you know what? Jesus walked in there sandal-footed. And you know who he was? He was God. God walked into his home house. No wonder he can come in there, Brother Kenny, when they were selling and buying and turn over the table of the money changers and drive them out. He said, you made my house, my father's house, a den of thieves. Glory to God. But you know what? When he drove them out, here's what I like. In came in the lame and the blind and the halt. And Jesus healed them right there in his father's house. He felt right at home. But you know what? That house also, Brother Dwayne, was torn down. Nero came through. And can you imagine the one, the archer, that took an arrow, flaming arrow, and sent it through the door of God's house, catching the curtains on fire, watching the house of God just go up in flames. Can you imagine where he's at today? If he didn't make it to heaven, if he didn't pray, he's in hell. And the thing he's remembering, the arrow going into God's house. God's house. But you know what? The Bible said that God that made heaven and earth does not dwell in temples made with hands. Oh, we got a wonderful place to worship. But you know what? When Brother Mike turns the lights off and locks that front door and goes out, God ain't standing in here waiting on you to come back. It's empty. It's empty. It's just carpet, pews, and block, and brick. That's all it is. But you know what? Amen. God chose to move out of that house into this house. And the Bible said, ye are the temple of what? The Holy Ghost. God don't dwell anymore in temples made with hands. But you know what? He lives within you and I. And my friend, the latter house, he said, in this place, we're right here. Glory to God. When we leave here, it's empty. But thank God, God will never leave here. If we want him to remain, he abides. The Comforter abides with me. He said, in this place will I give peace. Oh, glory to God. And I'm glad tonight there's peace in my soul tonight. Peace. Peace. Wonderful peace. Coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit. Forever I pray. In fathomless billows of love. He brought peace right here. Oh, there might not be peace out there in the world. There might be trouble and sin, murder and all kind of things. But there's peace. In my soul. You know why? God lives here. God lives here. Those who remember. Mr. Rowe, you got a lot of memories. You tried to share them with little Waylon. But you know what? You're one of those that remember. He'll never know. He'll never know what you remember.
You'll never experience that because you're one of those that remember you were there and I was there and you were there. But if time should last to go on, Brother Kenny, and this church remains a church and I'm called off the scene. Brother Sonny's called off the scene. Brother Daly, Sister Daly, Sister Adelsberger, Brother Dwayne, Brother Christie, Sister Rowe. Who's going to be here? And where are those who remember going to be? We've got it up here and in here. But do we have it like we used to have it right here? Could we stand tonight? I preach to you from my heart tonight. With all that's been said, I don't think I'm off course at all. Like I said, the Lord gave me this a few nights ago, Brother Kenny, but God's reserved it to tonight. But tonight, I'm looking into faces. You know what? You of those that remember. Brother Kenny said something about a 7-week revival. They didn't just have a 7-week revival just to have it. They had it because God was moving. The other night someone said something about the holiness movement, that if he can find something better, he'd go to that. But he was saying there's nothing better than the holiness movement. I don't know a whole lot about the holiness movement. And you know what? I don't look forward to join the holiness movement. I believe in holiness. Don't get me wrong. I'm throwing no stones at holiness. But what I'm saying, we need more than just a movement of men and women that claim, say, you know what? We're holiness, but where's the power? Where's the anointing? Where's the 7-week revivals? Where are they at? Where's the deliverance? Where's people that were deep in sin find, amen, that they can be set free? Heard somebody, my wife was telling me about it. Man got saved there near home. And you know what he said? Well, after he got saved, he said, I know all these things I need to do, but he said, I don't know if I can go all summer long wearing a home sleeve shirt. If that's all that's hindering you, it matters no more than a hill of beans. Are you listening to me? It holiness, amen, has all these snags where the lost can't get saved because, you know what? They want me to wear a long sleeve shirt all summer long. That's sad. For somebody to go to hell just because, amen, somebody preached you shouldn't wear a long or a short sleeve shirt. And there's some other things. I'm not going to get into it. But I'm not looking for a holiness movement. I'm looking for a move of God. A move of God, Brother Sonny, that will not just stay in the holiness church, but a bleed over to the Baptist church, that'll wash over to the Presbyterian, reach out to whosoever will. Lord, even reach to Brother Dwayne, glory to God. Amen. Thank God. I'm glad he come our way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. When he come here, I think he had some reserves about me, but we became friends, didn't we? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. You know what happened, Brother Dwayne? It got over to your religion. And God reached out to you. Wouldn't you like to see it get to others? So they can know what we've got. What do we have tonight, church? Do we have just those that remember? What about those, amen, that want to have what those remember? Glory to God. To see God move, Brother Sonny, one more time before he comes back to take his church home. Glory to God. One more time. That's all we need, Brother Daly. I believe we're that close. If we can just have one more true revival. I'm not talking about a bunch of junk that's going on where people are slithering on the floor like a snake, barking like a dog, clucking like a chicken. I'm not talking about a revival like that, a peculiar thing. I'm talking about where sinners are set free from sin. And they're delivered from this world of darkness. And they found they've been walking in the light, that marvelous light of Jesus Christ. We need, amen, a true blue Holy Ghost sent revival. One more time. One more time. One more time. One more time. Oh, but tonight, tonight, we need them both, Sister O. We need that young crowd that's excited, that is shouting for joy because, you know what? We're doing something for God. But we also need that ancient crowd, 50s men, 60s, glory to God, 40s, 30s, it don't matter. But you know what? Those that remember what it used to be and how great the power of God used to be, and bring it to our generation. And tell our generation, our God is still reigning. Glory to God. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Thank God. Tonight, how many of you tonight are of that crowd of those that remembered? And how many tonight are you that are excited so much you're ready to shout for joy? They joined together, Sister O. What a beautiful song it was. It got to the place you couldn't distinguish the sound of the weeping from the sound of the shouting. Glory to God. Some were weeping, raised their hands, remembering. Some were shouting. Why? Because, glory to God, we're going to see the house go up. Bible said that it was heard afar off. But sonny, they used to claim us to be noisy. What happened? Who turned the amplifiers down? Amen. Glory to God. We calmed down that way. But you know what? We need to get to the place when we are heard afar off. Glory to God. Tonight the soldiers open all the cannon wheel. Let's find a place to pray.
Hallelujah! Praise God! Glory, glory, glory! Hallelujah! Praise God! Blessed be the Lord! Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! Glory! Glory, 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 glory! Blessed be the Lord! Praise your name, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Oh, God, touch, Lord, I pray. Lift up, Lord, the fallen. Restore the backslider. Move, Lord, in our midst. Save the lost. God, do it, Lord. God, rain down upon us, Lord. Oh, Lord, of that Spirit of the living God in our midst, Lord, in our soul, Lord, in our service, Lord, day after day and week after week. God, we need you, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah to God. Blessed be the Lord. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Blessed be the Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Oh,
yeah.
taketh away the sin of the world. God, move in this place, move in every life. God, move in our souls and in our midst, oh God, pour out, Lord. Lord, as you said you would do in these days, bless, Lord. Bless, oh God. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah to God. Praise. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Praise the Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.